From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A nationwide ceasefire went into effect Friday in Syria. The cessation of hostilities brokered by Russia and Turkey is holding in much of the country, but there are reports that fighting broke out less than 2 hours after the ceasefire began in at least one area. The Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebels violated the ceasefire by taking over territory in the province of Hama. A spokesman for the Jaish al-Nasser rebel group told Reuters news service government forces violated the ceasefire by shelling areas in Idlib province, which borders Hama. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential election and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close two Russian compounds located in New York and Maryland. Sanctions will be levied against 9 entities, including 4 individuals and 3 companies. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition Thursday said al-Kuwaiti was killed near Tabqa Dam on Monday. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit a region in the eastern part of Indonesia Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey says it hit at 6:30 a.m. in the Sabwawa area. This is VOA News.